When someone has surgery for melanoma, the most deadly type of skin cancer, a technique known as sentinel node biopsy is used to see whether the cancer has spread to surrounding lymph nodes. Julie Freischlag, director of surgery at Johns Hopkins, describes a new study identifying just how often sentinel nodes don't tell the whole story.
They looked at 515 patients with melanoma, and they underwent a sentinel lymph node biopsy. These patients had no evidence of metastatic disease, and they did this over a period of 12 years, and they wanted to see, did they recur and did they survive? So even if you had a negative sentinel node, 16% of these patients actually ended up having a bad outcome. And so it makes us worry that in melanoma that the sentinel node may not be as predictive as in breast surgery. It makes you a little worried that these patients, even with a negative sentinel node, need to be watched closely.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.